The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, June 7, 2023. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz heads a delegation that will participate for the first time in person at the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council to be held on June 8 and 9 in Sochi, Russia. Cuba is the only Latin American country that holds the status of observer state of the Eurasian Economic Union, a condition that gives prestige to the island, said Ana Lourdes González Vilches, specialist of the Directorate of Europe and Canada of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba. The status of observer state gives us better conditions for the registration and positioning of biotechnological and pharmaceutical products, as well as these services in markets with high purchasing power, such as the Russian Federation and the Republic of Kazakhstan, said the specialist in a tweet shared by the government account. In this regard, the head of government reiterated Cuba's commitment to enhance its insertion in this integration mechanism and honor the observer's state status received just over 2 years ago. The Cuban government ratified its willingness to share the knowledge and progress achieved in the health sector with Turkey. During a meeting with businessmen from Turkey, convened by the Council for Foreign Economic Relations of this country, the Minister of Public Health of Canada, Jose Angel Portal, explained the multiple elements that distinguish the national health system and the existing potential to carry out various mutually beneficial projects. Portal made reference to the advances of Cuban science that, in close connection with the health services, allowed the introduction of new technologies developed by national scientists for the diagnosis and treatment of different diseases, including various types of cancer. Also possible, the transfer of technology, the development of joint research, the realization of triangular projects, as well as academic and scientific exchanges. The headline detailed aspects of Cuban medical collaboration around the world, which is an element that distinguishes the largest of the ante. The businessman recognized the work carried out by the 32 employees of the Henry Reeve Brigade who came to this country to help the Turkish people after the devastating earthquake that occurred here a few months ago. The Secretary of State of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Cambodia, Cham Sountry, reiterated the kingdom's support for the Cuban presidency of the Group of 77 plus China. Sountry ratified Cambodia's position at a reception to the Cuban ambassador, Liurca Rodriguez, to whom he assured the full support and full cooperation with Cuba as head of the bloc. The Cambodian official also highlighted the high level of agreement at the multilateral level between the two nations and exchanged favorable expressions with the Cuban diplomat on the progress of bilateral ties with emphasis on the areas of agriculture, health, and sports. Rodriguez, for her part, spoke of Cuba's aims at the head of the G77 plus China aimed at promoting compliance with the objectives of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, even in the midst of a complex international context. Cuba today maintains its participation in the Latin American Integration Association, which developed at its headquarters in the Uruguayan capital, the Ciclo País, dedicated to the Caribbean island. Ciclo País has as its fundamental purpose to increase intra-regional trade and integrate small and medium-sized companies, a sector in growth in the Antillean nation. It is an effort to generate greater business opportunities and, above all, for Cuban companies and trade promotion entities to be updated on the benefits and services offered by ALADEI. The virtual meeting had a presentation by Vivian Herrera, General Director of Foreign Trade of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment of Cuba, Cuban Ambassador Sulan Popa, and commercial advisor Ezequiel Diaz participated in person. The event was headed by the General Secretary of ALADEI. Sergio Abreu, who was in Cuba a few weeks ago on a visit to launch from Havana the 10th edition of the Multisectoral Business Macro Round, this time Expo Aladi, Cuba 2023. Expo Aladi will take place in person in the halls of the Havana Convention Center from October 2 to 4, though it includes a sector that will be negotiated in a hybrid format: information technology and communication services. The Cuba Cooperation Friends Association, CubaCoop, announced that renowned Cuban poet Nancy Morejon accepted to be the honorary president of the first Cuban film festival to take place in the Vitry-sur-Seine commune in the Paris region. "We are happy to have Morejon with us in what we consider an act of reparation to the prestigious Cuban intellectual and cultural figure after the Paris Poetry Market decided to withdraw her honorary president status due to external pressure," CubaCoop president Victor Fernandez told Prensa Latina. The festival takes place from June 17 to 24 with feature films as well as exhibitions and a meeting of solidarity with Cuba and against the U.S. blockade the last day of the festival. According to Fernandez, Morejon's presence will be a source of pride and an opportunity to talk with intellectuals, friends of Cuba, and the public in general. "The decision adopted by the Paris Poetry Market requires a response, and this gesture was CubaCoop is in that direction," he stressed. And in the international agenda, we have that the investigation into drug trafficking at the Viru Airport in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, has caused, so far, the arrest of 7 suspects, while 2 other warrants are pending execution. 3 ministries defined 5 actions to strengthen control at international airports, as was reported at a press conference on the results of the investigation into the transportation of a shipment of 478 kilograms of cocaine on a Boliviana de Aviación airplane from Viru to Spain. 478 kilograms of cocaine left Viru in February, but the information only became known on May 30th when the Ministry of Finance and Public Function of Spain reported in a bulletin that the Madrid Customs and Excise Administration had seized the shipment. Once the fact became known, the prosecutor's office began an investigation that has 2 former Boliviana de Aviación executives in pretrial detention up to this moment. The Minister of Government, Eduardo del Castillo, described what happened at the Viru Airport as an isolated event, considered that it overshadows the achievements in the fight against drug trafficking, and warned that the government will not tolerate drug trafficking and corruption or any crime attempted in the territory, according to orders from the President Luis Arce. Meanwhile, various factors in Colombia, as well as social and union organizations, were marching in support of the government headed by Gustavo Petro and Francia Márquez. On May 31st, the president of the Central Unitaria de Trabajadores, CUT, Francisco Maltés, called on trade unionists and the population of Colombia to support the government's social reforms. "We want to request the Congress of the Republic, in particular the 7th Commission, to process the bill filed by the representative Mafe Carrascal that includes the main hopes of the union movement expressed in the last 30 years," the leader said. The leader reminded that Colombia voted for changes, and the labor changes are included in the bill. The CUT, the General Confederation of Labor, the Confederation of Workers of Colombia, the CPC, CDP Pension Confederations, and the communal ones convened the day taking of Bogota for social reforms for next June 7th. The protesters will claim and demand the approval of labor, pension, and health reforms. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.